Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom down, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Against building,
building
your kingdom, yeah.
Oh,
all over the land. You know what Satan. But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and yes,
but the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down.
Oh yes,
you've been
building your kingdom. Oh yes, hallelujah. Not only that, but listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty,
for
the mothers
are going to pray your kingdom down.
You know what? Not only that, but listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan, we're gonna bring it down. Oh, yes. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God.
God's morning, and welcome. Spend time with God on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio with your host, Cassandra Brand. I am. That's what we're doing today. I am affirmations. And before we go any further, let's do what we do. And that starts off with our affirmations.
Hello, my love. Welcome to Guided Affirmations by Lavender.
Today, we will be reprogramming our mind with powerful affirmations for self-love, self-confidence, and self-worth. Affirmations help create new thought patterns in our mind. Through repeated listening and reciting, you can create new neural pathways in your brain, building new positive thought patterns and breaking any negative patterns you may have. Listen to this audio every day for 21 days as your daily morning affirmations or in the evenings right before you sleep. I will repeat each affirmation twice and then give you time to repeat after me. Feel free to recite these affirmations in your mind or out loud. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. I respect myself. I respect myself. I love and embrace all of me. I love and embrace all of me. I am radiant. I am radiant. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am confident in myself and my worth. I am confident in myself and my worth. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I shine brightest when I am my true self. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I am beautifully unique and incomparable to others. I love my body. I love my body. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. I am grateful for my body and all it does to support me. All of me is beautiful. All of me is beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. My worth is innate and cannot be taken away. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough. I am enough. I am good enough. I am good enough. I am powerful. I am powerful. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I respect myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am powerful when I love myself. I am a force. I am a force. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I am strong. I am brave. I am resilient. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I respect my energy and protect it with love. I prioritize myself and my well-being. I prioritize myself and my well-being. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Setting boundaries is an act of self-love. I love being my most authentic self. I love being my most authentic self. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I am smart. I am creative. I am capable. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I have everything I need within me to succeed. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am loved. I am loved. I choose love over fear. I choose love over fear. I am ready to step into my true power. I am ready to step into my true power. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I release all that does not align with my truest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I am ready to thrive as my highest self. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to shape my story. I have the power to create my dream life. I have the power to create my dream life. Repeat these affirmations every day or as you need them and experience the positive changes they bring to your life. Sending you love and light. Namaste.
Yes, I am. Affirmations are very powerful. Excuse me. They are very powerful. We're going to change them every 30 days, but this is how we start our show, so that we can renew our mind and understand that we are created in the image of God after his likeness, and God does not make no mistakes. We just have to make a conscious choice of what we say, think of ourselves. I'd like to share a little testimony as well. But before I do that, I'd like to give a shout out to our listeners and to our top five countries. United States, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, and India. Yes, we are worldwide here online on the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio Show. It is a blessing and it is an honor that you even take the time to spend time with God on this radio show. Please follow this broadcast so that you can receive notifications. Subscribe to my YouTube channel page and also check out the website if you would like to purchase any of my books, The Purpose of My Closure. You can purchase it through the website or you can purchase it through Amazon. And also, it's available on Kindle. Next, I'll be doing audio because some people don't have to read. Some people are visual, some people are on hand, and some people are auto. And also, it will be done in different languages in the future. So we're growing. We're growing, thanks to you all. But I want to share something that I read today. It's from True Heart Speaks Enterprise. Shout out to you. I believe in giving people credit and not just stealing people's stuff, okay? And she wrote, and this is exactly how I felt. I've been feeling. But thank God for the I am affirmations. No breakthrough. She said, now, pay attention to how the enemy, distractions and disruptions show up when you're on assignment. When what used to work no longer works, he tries something else. And this season, he's coming for my sleep, rest, and peace. Oh, and sometimes my focus. Not happening. She says, I am a force to be reckoned with. I just need a little reminder today. See how she reminded herself? She said, I am a force not to be reckoned with. And then she says, God is with you, O mighty warrior. Judges 6 and 12. See, it's always good to give a scripture in reference when you say, I am. He's confirming it. You confirming it. It's already written. Amen. And this caught my eye because I was wondering, now I'm on this assignment. I've been on this assignment. Actually, I've been here since 2014. Might have been 13. So I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. God gave me this vision. He gave me this vision that I was on this platform. And with so many people, like, reaching out towards the platform. They wasn't praising me. They was praising God. And I was like, how is this going to happen? And look at here. I'm on this Blog Talk Radio platform and reaching to over 32 plus countries. See, God's vision is not like our vision, but he'll give you the provision for the vision that he give you. Amen. We just have to be obedient no matter what it looks like. Our confidence is not in our bank account. Our confidence is not in our car, our house, our clothes that we wear. Our confidence is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, my testimony, it blew my mind this morning. I took my mom to church, and I was not even attending anyone's church because I have been church before. That's what my mother does. She loves to go to church. And right before she came here with me from New York to North Carolina, my father had wanted to start going to church. And I found one. And True Vine Ministries. No church is perfect, but they're pretty close to it. So now Mom and I, we get up, we look forward every Sunday to go to church. We look forward to it and be on time. And my son had been attending church with us as well. A couple of times he might, fall off, depends on what his mood, and he would ride with us. But this Sunday, I didn't even know. He was already in church. He was in church. That's the second time he did that. So when you're doing things, it's not all about you controlling the narrative or you seeing what God is doing. You just need to do what God tells you to do. Amen. Just beautiful. My son and my mother and I, praise and worshiping God, and I know they're being fed the word of God. Not all that preaching and teaching. I mean, not all that preaching, but teaching. Not all that hooping and hollering and shouting and sweating and singing, but teaching. I've asked a couple of people, how long have you been going there? They'd be like, 15, 30 years. Even my mother says, must be doing something right. People staying here because, people church hop. People church hop. Pray and ask God to send you to a good Bible teaching ministry. Amen. Our church has a theological seminary school. They just started as well. I'm going to share that information with y'all later. In order to teach, you have to already be taught. That's what discipleship is about. I also want to give a shout out to all of my Mary Kay sisters. I don't believe I share with y'all that I am a Mary Kay consultant. So if you don't have a Mary Kay consultant and you are looking for products or you're looking for skincare or glamour techniques, contact me at purposeclosure@gmail.com. That's purposeclosure@gmail.com. God is moving miraculously. And that's what faith is about, because I don't see it until the manifestation. And then I'd be like, wow, ain't nobody but God. Nobody but God. He is so awesome. And I'm so grateful. So grateful. We're going to do some more I am affirmations and Christ. Now, the affirmations earlier is just more translated in a way where you can relate a little bit more, but we need to know who we are in Christ. Because that's what it's about, spending time with God. And that's how you develop an intimate relationship. You know how when you met someone and you really was interested in them and you wanted to get to know them, you spent time with them. And to me, you see, that's how he want us to be. And before we get into that, we just want to tell him how grateful we are.
time, I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
A little technical difficulties there. As I've just got to finish saying, anytime we're on assignment, it's always disruptions or distractions. But you just got to keep it moving, because what used to work don't work anymore. And that's when you know that you're growing spiritually. Okay? And that is the best thing can ever happen to you in your life. Okay? That internal is where the strength is. What you say and believe about yourself, that's where the strength is. Because you can't allow people to tell you who you are and what you're not. You say, I am who God says I am. So let's do a few affirmations on that. You got your paper and pen to write down the scriptures. Or you can always replay this. Let's go. I am a partaker of his divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4. I am called of God. 2 Timothy 1:9. I am an ambassador of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Ephesians 2:10. I am the apple of my Father's eye. Deuteronomy 32:10. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:25, Isaiah 53:6. I am being changed into his image. 2 Corinthians 3:18, Philippians 1:6. I am a child of God. John 1:12, Romans 8:16. I am Christ's friend. John 15:15. I am chosen and appointed by Christ to bear his fruit. John 16. I am a slave of righteousness. Romans 6:16. I am enslaved to God. Romans 6:22. I am a son, daughter of God. Romans 8:14-15. Galatians 3:26. And Galatians 4:6. I am a temple of God. His spirit dwells in me. 1 Corinthians 3:16-19. I am joined to the Lord and I am one with him. 1 Corinthians 6:17. I am a member of Christ's body. 1 Corinthians 12:27, Ephesians 5:30. I am reconciled to God and I am a minister of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. I am one in Christ. Galatians 3:26-28. I am an heir of God since I am a son, daughter of God. Galatians 4:6-7. I am righteous and holy. Ephesians 4:24. I am a citizen of heaven and seated in heaven right now. Philippians 3:20 and Ephesians 2:6. Meditate on the scriptures that was given to you. Meditate, repeat the I am affirmations in Christ. If you don't know who you are in Christ, what do you think is the next option? Who gonna tell you who you are? Right. The adversary. And we're tearing his kingdom down. We're tearing his kingdom down. Tearing all the strongholds and imagination that goes against God's word. Line up according to his righteousness. Because words create your imagination. And your imagination will create words. So we need balance. We don't need people to tell us who we are. Okay? You have a relationship. You spend time with God. He'll let you know who you are. And you are created in his own image and after his likeness. So what people don't like about you, it doesn't matter. Oops. Yep, I said it. Don't worry about what people think about you. What do you think about yourself? What do you say to yourself about yourself? Amen. Amazing. Well, my people, if you need some advertisement, if you're a minister and you need some advertising, if you're a merchant, you know, depending on what kind of merchandise you're selling. A spiritual channel. Excuse me. Use some advertising. You want to do affiliate linking? Drop a link. Let me know. Contact me through the purpose of closure at gmail.com. Always looking for sponsorship. Always looking for sponsorships. And if you need to donate, you can cash at me at $Cassandra Brand. Okay? Or you can contact me as well, something purpose closure. I think I'm going to, if I have a donation link on my website, I'll check that and see. It feels like I'd be doing it by myself, but I'm not doing all this by myself. The Son and the Holy Ghost has given me the guidance and the wisdom, courage to do the things that I'm doing because I'm pretty much self-taught. Yes, I'm the type of person, I sit in front of a computer. When I first learned how to do thumbnails, it took me 5 hours to learn how to do a thumbnail. Now I can do it 5 seconds. Not bragging, just saying what God will do, because everything that you need is already in you. Remember, I have enough. I am enough. I have everything I need already in me. Yes, affirmations really do work. So we're going to sound off. I always say this is one of the most powerful prayers. And I'm going to play it through the month of July to really resonate in your spirit. Until then, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. See you 5 a.m. daily. This is your host, Cassandra Brand.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9 and 4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto their prayer that is made in to this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the zeal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic, satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activities, destiny-altering images, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terrorism, racial, ethnic hatred, violence. In the name of Jesus, I command that the spiritual climate to shift, economic climate shift, social climate shift, cultural climate shift, educational climate shift, political climate shift, ecclesiastical climate shift. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment with your glory. I alter this environment and declare it is now suitable for my ministry to thrive, my relationships to thrive, my children to thrive, my loved ones to thrive, my business to thrive, my ideas to thrive, my nation to thrive, my government to thrive, my economy to thrive. I establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur. I war in the name of Jesus and by his shed blood, which is the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. By him, hallelujah, evil must be destroyed. destroyed. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the darkness. I decree and declare the works of darkness is destroyed. I decree every curse over my life is reversed. I break through prevailing and sustaining powers of darkness over this region in the name of Jesus. I arrest every demonic spirit through your word. Empower the angelic host to war in my behalf. I resist territorial strongholds. I sever ego entanglements. Open the gates of psychological prisons and deliver us from the spirits of shame, embarrassment, harassment, iniquity. Deliver us from the spirit of strongholds and pride. Deliver me from stigmatization, emotional blackmail, social impediments, seductions, satanic limitations, satanic illusions, addictions, demonic restrictions, cultural entrenchments, cultic strongholds, bewitchment, traditions, antichrist cultural environments. Free me from limitations, handicaps, impediments. I refuse to be marginalized, stigmatized, immobilized, terrorized, characterized, criticized, tolerated, censored, misjudged, mishandled, mismanagement. I wear a cloak of favor. I disengage demonic triggers and psychological buttons. I short circuit them. I am non-responsive to demonic depression. I establish my superior authority over this region by the blood, the word, by the spirit of God. For this region, I remind you that the Son of God was made manifest that he would destroy the works of the devil. I decree that the works of the devil are destroyed. It is destroyed over this region. It is destroyed over my neighborhood. It is destroyed over my body, over my family, over my children, over my loved ones, over my ministry, over my pastor, over my doctor and lawyer, over my government. The evil works of the devil is destroyed. I declare and decree that the plans and the purposes of God shall prevail. The word of God prevails. Hallelujah. His will prevails. My prophetic purpose and destiny prevails. My vision prevails. My business prevails. My ideas prevail. I prophesy to the four winds that things that have died prematurely and dried up because of satanic activities are quickened and come to life. I declare that the pieces of my destiny and financial, ministerial, relational puzzle, it comes together. My life comes together. I decree, hallelujah, that my money is coming together. My business is coming together. My relationships are coming together. My family is coming together. The body of Christ is coming together. My ministry is coming together. My marriage, my family are coming together. My budget is coming together. Our governments are coming together. Our leaderships are coming together. Everything is working together according to your will. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. With you, nothing is impossible. So therefore, Father, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that the floodgates of heaven are open. Let it rain. Spirit of God, usher us into times of repression that you promise will come from the presence of God. I decree and declare that there shall be no more demonic drought, no more demonic dryness, distress, disease, depression, and no more demonic drama. We come in the volume of the book it is written of us. We come in the power of God. Hallelujah. The God of Joshua. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare that every impenetrable wall must come down in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Most High God. I shatter barriers, blockages, barricades, and boulders. I declare that I am advancing, hallelujah, according, hallelujah, to the purposes and the plans of God. Hallelujah, the cause of Christ is advancing in this region and in every region. I am promoting and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings, that the kingdom of God has come. He is King, hallelujah, over every region, and his kingdom is at hand. We take authority over every demonic stronghold and break the cords and bands of wickedness. We shake evil out of their illegal place and take our rightful seat of authority. We take authority over satanic altars in the mountains. We stand in the spirit of Elijah, and we decree and declare that the God that answers by fire, he is God. We decree that the fire of the Lord destroys every altar. We command that the powers of the enemy be broken over our life, be broken over our ministry, be broken over our home, be broken over our mind, be broken over our relationships. They are broken over our body, over our life, over our children, over our marriage, over our spouse, over our business, over our practices. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that evil has no control, hallelujah, over our lives anymore. We break free of evil control, hallelujah, of the enemy. We break free over patterns, fetishes, charms, amulets, good luck pieces, talisman, chains, stops, bondages, incantations, addictions, generational curses, spirits of inheritance, debt, poverty, apathy, hopelessness, abuse, helplessness, prayerlessness. We decree and declare they are destroyed wherever and whatever the witches, the warlocks, the sorcerers, the psychics, the religious manipulators are using as points of contact to release curses, be it pictures, clothing, strands of hair, personal items, garments, bones, dust, blood, voodoo dolls, altars, amulets, bones, water, brews, mixes, whatever it is, I command it to be disintegrated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We interrupt lines of communication between familiar spirits and sever illegal activities designed to frustrate the plans and purposes of God in our lives. We command every attachment to be broken. We command cords to be broken. We command every stronghold to be broken. We take authority over the spirits of doubt, enmeshment, entanglement, fear, terror, confusion, unbelief, intent.